The Don, Tony, and Kevin Castle Show contains explicit language and is intended for mature audiences only. But just because you're mature doesn't mean you can't be a little naughty.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It is, well, does the date really matter, everyone? This is your special WWE Draft 2023 preview, predictions, and if time permitting, a little mini mock draft. And obviously, this is a special episode, not just because it has to do with the WWE draft, but I am not alone tonight. This is your Don, Tony, and Kevin Castle reunion collaboration episode. I am Don, Tony. He is
Kevin Castle. I like to call it The Adventure Continues.
The Adventure Continues. I know. Who'd have ever thought 5 weeks ago? That we would have done WrestleMania after WrestleMania, now doing the mock draft, the WWE draft. I tell you, 2 weeks ago, I saw the majority of people online ripping the crap out of Triple H's announcement about the draft. But I got to tell you, other than Kelly being picked number one about 13 years ago, I am pretty excited for this year's draft. You know, especially going into this merger an acquisition with Endeavor. You know, like they are really not holding back. And with yesterday's Raw, with the announcement of that we're getting a world heavyweight champion crowned at Night of Champions, now that kind of like changes things because, you know, when we get into our draft analysis predictions, you know, Roman Reigns, I think, is obviously the number one question. Kev, we got to start with the tribal chief. We got to start with the number one guy in the whole entire world of pro wrestling. Where do you see Roman Reigns going? Do you see him being, well, he is technically champion of both brands, but I always look at him as a SmackDown wrestler. Where do you think Roman Reigns ends up? Because for everyone that may not be aware yet, Roman Reigns brings the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship to that brand, and he stays on that brand, which means the World Heavyweight Champion will be crowned on the opposite brand. Kev, where do you think Roman Reigns is going?
I think he stays on SmackDown because it's the bigger platform. They're the bigger... They get the bigger ratings. It's the bigger outlet for them. Mm-hmm. You know, I just don't see him going to Monday Night Raw. I would think that Reigns would see that as a demotion, and you're not going to demote your top guy, even though he is the overall brand champion for the WWE. He's the number one guy, and not only WWE, but in all of wrestling. He doesn't really lose either way, so to speak. But I think he's on SmackDown because, again, it's that... It's a bigger platform, and I can't remember when I know it's still the fallacy that Raw is the flagship show, but SmackDown gets better ratings.
Yes.
So, I mean, I don't know. I guess it, during COVID this happened, but, I see him as a Smack. If he's going to stay brand loyal or to that specific brand as they crown a new champion, I think it's obvious to Chen. There was a reason why the champion belt, the new one, which is a nice looking belt, by the way, is going to be on Raw. I think it was set up that way. I just see Reigns staying on SmackDown. I think he's comfortable there and likes the more high profile coverage that he gets as being a SmackDown superstar.
Absolutely. Now, a couple of things I should have told everybody up front. When we discuss, you know, some of the roster as far as who will go where and who will stay put. We're not including commentators because none of them were shown on the thumbnail that WWE had put out. We're not including Trish or Lita because they are just part-time, you know, Hall of Famers. We're not including Maryse. As far as NXT, we're not including Nikita Lyons because she is injured. We're not including the dyad, which is Jaggerine and Rip Fowler, because yesterday they publicly announced that they asked for their release from WWE and they've been denied. So they will be in limbo until October. And we're not including Roderick Strong because it's been rumored that he is already let go. When we get into NXT, we're obviously not going through the entire roster. We basically narrowed it down to a handful of people based on who realistically could be called up. And tonight, Andre Chase, following his loss to Bron Breakker at Spring Break, and he teased on social media that he may be going to the main roster because he wrote that all things come to an end, and he hashtagged NXT, and now everybody thinks that Andre Chase could be going to the main roster. I honestly didn't see that on my radar, but I guess, well, I agree with you with Roman Reigns, by the way. SmackDown is a two-hour show. It is a huge TV rights deal. Having the Tribal Chief on that show, it has been working great. They don't have to worry about that hour number three, which is a ratings killer more times than not. True. So keeping Roman Reigns on SmackDown on the tighter two-hour show is absolutely the way to go. So rather than just going through this roster in alphabetical order just yet, I will ask you this follow-up question from Roman Reigns. Mm-hmm. Since Roman will remain on SmackDown and will keep the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship, who do you believe will be on Raw, whether drafted or remaining, that will be the first WWE World Heavyweight Champion?
No doubt in my mind, Seth Rollins. I would bet the farm on it. It is not a belt for Cody. I'd like to piss all over that narrative. A lot of people spread, oh, there's Cody's consolation prize. It is not for Cody. This is going to be a Seth Rollins belt. The chase continues with Cody and Roman Reigns. Story is not over. That belt has Seth Rollins written all over it, not Cody. And I'm very confident that we'll be right about that.
Yeah, I was pointing out yesterday that Cody didn't even acknowledge the new championship.
No, he didn't. He didn't acknowledge it at all.
He didn't look at it. He stood clear away from it. Even after the match, when he was celebrating, he was on the opposite side of the ring. And Seth Rollins, I loved his remark, whether it was fed to him, whether Vince gave him that. Everybody's talking about, oh, Vince got involved. As long as I'm enjoying the show, I don't care who the fuck gets involved.
Yeah, I don't care.
You know? But, yeah, Seth Rollins yesterday really showed that, you know, the only person I think will have the rights to call him a pity champion down the line would be Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a pity championship. I like what they're doing here. I mean, the lineage will be cleared up sooner than later. I mean, WWE obviously will not leave that out there, especially with the conspiracy theorist out there. But I am 100% with you that Seth Rollins will remain on Raw. And originally I thought Seth would be going to SmackDown to feud with Roman Reigns, but now with another World Heavyweight Championship that definitely doesn't have Cody's name on it, I see Seth Rollins going to stay on Raw. So now I ask you this as a follow-up, and then we could start doing a little bit more traditional going down the list. What do you think happens with Cody Rhodes?
I think he goes to SmackDown. Yes. I think he's going to go to SmackDown. He's been on Raw because, listen, Seth, it's debatable. I would say right now, obviously, merch, Cody is ahead of Seth. They're pretty neck and neck. Cody has the slight advantage as the top babyface, but they want Seth to be the top babyface. Hence, Cody goes to SmackDown, continues the chase against Roman Reigns, which I believe comes to an end at SummerSlam. Reigns is well past 1,000 days, has nothing left to prove. And I think, Rollins is getting, not a consolation prize, but I think Rollins is getting rewarded for being the workhorse, for being the guy who kept it all together when Cody was out for 6 months, the guy who jobbed to Cody three times, the guy who didn't really get to finish his story with Cody because Cody was then out for 7 months, came back, won the Royal Rumble. Seth became this big baby face. I think, yeah, I think send Cody over to SmackDown, keep Seth as the big baby face there, and it'll all work out. I think it'll work out. I think Rollins is popular enough, and not just because the people sing the song. I think people are digging him again, and yeah, Cody's a little bit of a bigger baby face, but Seth is big enough to. Now he's not going to carry Raw because there's going to be other people on there, but Seth has proven before he can hold the title.
Okay. You know, when I earlier, before we went live, I sent Kev three lists. I gave him one involving Raw talent, one with SmackDown, one with NXT. Raw and SmackDown's lists were complete. But I tell you, when I started putting together tag teams and factions, I was shocked how small SmackDown's roster is.
It is a small roster.
It is a very small roster. And I guess what we can do is we will get into the tag teams and the factions that are currently on SmackDown. We'll go through that roster really quick, where we see some of these people headed, whether they stay on SmackDown, go to Raw, or maybe even drafted to NXT, because I don't discount the possibility of somebody going to NXT. And in the midst of the conversation, if you think anybody's going to be split up. So let's get into some tag teams and factions from SmackDown, and then we'll do the remaining roster from SmackDown. What do you think about Hit Row, Ashante Adonis, B-Fab, and Top Dollar?
Send them over to Raw, the three of them. Don't split them up. They can't. None of them can hang on their own if they're unless they're on a bus flip, a post-draft bus flip, which there could be. I don't know if you agree with me on that, Don Tommy. But, you know, that there could be releases after even after people get drafted. A couple of weeks later, we have, you know, decided future endeavors. Hit Row's only chance for survival is to go to Raw and start fresh again and see. I don't know if it's a heel faction. I would probably make them heels.
Yeah.
But keep them together. None of them could survive. Not. I look at the three of them. DT, I'm telling you, it'll be like the three of them are in the ocean. Who do you throw the life raft to?
Right.
Like, who's
right.
got the most upside? Everyone's like, oh, Ashante Adonis could be the next Kofi Kingston. I don't know if he can be. B-Fab, since he lost weight, he's gotten worse. And, I mean, Top Dollar, since he lost 100 pounds, he's gotten worse. And B-Fab, her wrestling skills are limited. And I don't think the fans care about someone who could rap and hip-hop. I don't think they care about that. I think that ship sailed years ago with that kind of gimmick. Keep them together, send them to Raw. If they don't get over on Raw, release.
Yeah. And you know what? We can also include, instead of drafting to a different brand or staying on a brand, we could also include, we just don't care. Because honestly, I hate to say it, but honestly, at this point, I could care less where Hit Row ends up. Because, look, I appreciate Top Dollar's commitment to lose weight and get himself in a little bit better health. But at the end of the day, they just have not clicked for me. I know everybody was more into Triple H, what people labeled righting the wrongs of Vince McMahon's releases, but, you know, there's been quite a few people that Triple H has brought back, and he has had, what, 9 months, 8 months to creatively give us something as to why these people were brought back, and honestly, they are talented, but they haven't really been featured on my TV lately, and I have not missed them.
No, and they have not connected with an audience, and they brought them back as baby faces.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like, well, Kev, they're heels. You know, I would make that argument for our friend Cross. He hasn't had a chance to be a baby face. We don't know. Him and Skull probably will talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah.
But they were baby faces, and they were getting dead silence. Usually it's a heel that people aren't familiar with, and they're like, why am I going to make noise for this guy? Yep. But they just can't. The crowd is not connecting. And Top Dollar can lose a lot of weight, get himself healthier. The skills don't come into play, DT, just because you lose weight.
I absolutely agree. Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez, believe it or not, I honestly think that they should remain on SmackDown. And I think the reason being is because SmackDown being only 2 hours, there's only room for pretty much one women's match per show. They are currently the tag team champions, but even after their reign is done, I think Liv Morgan still has a lot more opportunity. And I feel like she's more of a primetime Fox, you know, like more kid-friendly. Like, I always felt that, You know, and especially now, you know, with Nick Khan saying that, you know, the third hour of Raw may end up having a little bit more adult-oriented programming to it. I think Liv Morgan is more of like, I always thought Liv Morgan was going to end up being a John Cena of the women's division. You know, just the way that she clicks with kids and everything. So
young
I think
people like
both
her
of them,
a lot, yeah.
Yeah, I think both of them end up on SmackDown. Even though they're champions, I think they, as individual wrestlers, I both think they stay on SmackDown.
Yeah, I think there's upside for both of them as singles and as a tag team. The crowd reacts to them. Raquel Rodriguez is really good. I think she's got a lot of potential. And Liv Morgan's not done yet either. She's one of the few women that are over with the crowd. They're a makeshift tag team, but they're an okay tag team. Mm-hmm. And both of them have upsides as singles. Keep them on SmackDown.
All right. Well, since we brought up Raquel, let's talk about her boyfriend and his tag team partner, Braun Strowman and Ricochet.
Was Braun Strowman's injured now with a concussion, right?
Yes. He's okay. Out with a concussion.
Makeshift tag team, but they ended up, and I think, that, you know, I almost thought that that was a goof or a punishment because Braun Strowman had a thing about flippy guys legitimately.
Yeah.
And I guess, hey, team with Ricochet will show you that flippy guys mean something. And Braun's now, Ricochet, from what I understand, has become one of his best friends in real life. Braun has done a turnaround on his opinion on wrestlers who do flips and are smaller. So that was, I think, what started out as, hey, bro, I'm going to stick you with this guy. It's turned into a pretty good makeshift tag team. Again, over the, they are over with the crowd. Both guys get reactions. I've never seen a dead match with them in it yet. Yes. And that counts. I mean, crowd noise matters. And I would keep them on SmackDown. It seems more lively for them over there. They could be on Raw, though, because if Cody goes away, they need more people who are over who get the crowd amped on Mondays. So you know what, Don Tony? I'm going to go with send Ricochet and Braun Strowman to Raw. They might need the energy boost for babyfaces.
Okay. A faction that I believe will move to Raw, and especially with this introduction of the World Heavyweight Championship, I think we absolutely are going to see Gunther, Giovanni Vinci, and Ludwig Kaiser, all three of them, get moved to Raw. And I think in return, the New Day will be drafted as a trio also, and I think the New Day will remain on SmackDown, but I could just envision down the line Seth Rollins versus Gunther. I could envision, even with the tag team division, I could see Giovanni Vinci and Ludwig Kaiser a little bit fresh as far as feuds go. We have already been there with the Brawling Brutes. I believe it or not, I know it sounds ridiculous, but there's just something about Michael Cole when he screams out that Friday night is fight night.
Yeah.
It just fits like a glove. They fit like a glove.
So keep them there. Yeah.
I think the Brawling Brutes, at the end of the day, they stay on SmackDown. Imperium goes to Raw, and I also think that the New Day will remain on SmackDown. What's your thoughts on those three teams?
I agree with everything you said. The Brawling Brutes, there's something about the tagline about fight night on Friday night, fight night. I think, you might think that that's a trivial reason. Oh, some fans might think that's a trivial reason to keep guys on the brand because Michael Cole has a tagline. But it works, and I think it just amps up the crowd. I like the Brawling Brutes staying on SmackDown. I like what you said about the New Day. Mm-hmm. I think certain people have to, you know, there just has to be a change of scenery for certain people. I would think, DT, that as we go through this whole list, that some of this stuff is obvious of who needs a change of scenery, but maybe, again, opinions vary, right? So maybe we'll see if we're right and see if we're wrong. But, yeah, there are definitely some people who need a change of scenery, and I think the New Day is one of those factions.
You know, as we put this together, I think there's something that we're noticing, and yes, there is some great wrestling that happens on SmackDown, but you also look, and it's more of like, I don't want to say family-friendly entertainment, but when you look at Raquel Rodriguez, you look at Liv Morgan, Sheamus, you know, Ridge Holland and Butch for fight night. You know, even though they fight, but they're still character-driven. The New Day, big-time character-driven. Roman Reigns, you know, he doesn't have five-star matches for the most part, but he's very character-driven. Cody Rhodes, you know, it has the entire deal. So there's kind of like the work rate seems to be trending towards Raw in the future, with the 3 hours. That's why I think, like you said, Seth Rollins being the workhorse, Gunther going to Raw. It's more about professional wrestling. It almost feels like SmackDown is more the sports entertainment aspect, and Raw is more, I think, heavily weighing on the wrestling aspect of it. Mm-hmm. With 3 hours, you get that extra hour. I mean, that gives you time to have a 15-minute match, 20-minute match here and there. Not easy to do on primetime regular network television with 2 hours and commercials. You know,
no, and you also mentioned Imperium going to Raw, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's – I don't think they've worn out their welcome on SmackDown. I just think that Raw might be a better setting for them. Again, just a change of scenery, not as a punishment or demotion or anything. I mean, both brands are supposed to be equal anyway. Just SmackDown just happens to be topping Raw lately, and I don't think that's a trend that's going to stop.
No.
But yeah, I mean, Imperium could work on either because they're hot right now. So I don't think they would lose face or lose momentum, even if they got switched over to Raw.
Okay. What do you think they do with the Viking Raiders? Me right now, unfortunately, I am so indifferent about them.
I'm indifferent, DT. I was going to say that I put them with Hit Row. Again, I don't want to wish anybody released or anything. I just talk about last chance to dance. They. They changed. They became more like the team that they were before they got here with their reputations. They're more vicious. They're more brutal. They added Valhalla and stuff. I don't think she really has much. She doesn't do much outside of ringside. It's more of a visual thing. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, Scarlett gets more involved in matches than Valhalla does. Yeah. But, something's got to give. And if they get switched over to Raw, they have to make a big impact. They have to do something to get people's interest. You're right. The word is indifferent.
Yeah.
Hit Row and Viking Raiders are indifferent. Many times I've even asked people, oh, you see, I'll be honest with you. I went to the bathroom or I went to get something. I kind of switched over to watch something else during the match. That's it's just not a good sign. I think and everyone can go, oh, if you had only seen them 10 years ago, that doesn't do anything. It's, you know, they're here now and they've been in the WWE for a long time now. So you can go with their FMW, whatever fed they were in Japan, and talk about the legendary run 7-8 years ago. It doesn't mean anything if they're not doing anything in the biggest company in the world. And you can blame, listen, they went more vicious and they got a sidekick. I mean, I don't know what else can Vince and them do. It's not like either guy has lost weight or got into shape or whatever. If anything, I think they're getting bigger. They're getting. To me, Ivar looks heavier than I've ever seen him.
Yeah. Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler. I think both of them are ideal to go on Raw, especially with that third hour. I could see Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler. You know, I mean. Are we going to see a Ronda Rousey Bianca Belair feud? I could see that as a possibility. I actually, you know, after we saw a little incident on NXT where Sol Ruka got the crap beat out of her outside in the parking lot for NXT, and the way the person was wailing on her, all we saw was a silhouette. Whoever it was knew how to throw punches, and I was like, you know what? Be interesting if Shayna Baszler went back to NXT for a little while.
Just going to say that I think Shayna can go there and Ronda can go. Break them up. That team is not working.
Yeah.
No one cares. No one cares about their prowess and MMA. No one cares. You know, that ship sailed. We all know what Ronda's capable of doing. She's been here, in and out of here 5 years now. And Shayna Baszler, too. I'm not fascinated by the two toughest girls in WWE teaming up. Sometimes be careful what you wish for. It doesn't work out so well. Yeah. So Ronda Rousey, yes. What I would like to see is what you just mentioned, Anthony. Go to challenge Bianca Belair. That's a great challenger for her. They have never met before. That's a fresh match. So I'd like to see that. And that's something where you could see Bianca could lose. You know, so, I mean, Bianca has no competition now. And people are like, oh, she's boring. I like Bianca as the champ. I think she's a solid champ.
No,
she just doesn't have that much competition. But I think Ronda going over there, a reinvigorated Ronda who shows that she cares, that's a good matchup. Her versus Bianca, I think that's a pretty damn good match. It's a fresh matchup. I'd love to see it.
Yeah.
If Shayna Baszler, let her go. Why not? Listen, you got, what's his name? I just saw him before, Gulak, back in NXT. Little bit I saw of it, he was with Stephen Regal's kid, Charlie Dempsey. Yeah. So, yeah, why not send Shayna Baszler back? That's where she shined the most. It's part of the company. She's not going to take a pay. What I understand, DT, when they send like Mandy back there, she didn't take a pay cut.
No.
She's getting the same money she gets on the main roster. So I like Shayna Baszler. If she goes back to wreak havoc on NXT, love it. Ronda goes and feuds with Bianca Belair. Love it. I hope that happens.
Okay. Now, we obviously got to keep them together as a tag team right now. WWE is not going to split them up, but we still have to address them. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, Raw or SmackDown?
You know what? Maybe put them on Raw. Maybe put them on Raw. I mean, they can still continue to feud. I mean, they're still during the pay-per-view. They're not going to separate pay-per-views again, are they?
No. I saw all that buzz today, and I think that is just a byproduct of two champions on two different brands, and people are immediately assuming that the pay-per-views, the premium live events, are going to be split.
Right.
I don't buy that. That's just an assumption right now, and you know, guessing. It's not news in any way. Look, nobody had any firsthand exclusive info as far as what the announcer was going to be. Now, right, suddenly everybody has all these crazy sources about brand splits and, you know, separate this and nobody knows. But I am agreeing with you about Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, because I personally think they need to be furthest away from Roman Reigns and the Usos. You have to draft them on. Listen, they are right now the unified tag team champions. Eventually, they're going to lose one of those two sets of belts because they're going to be doing tournaments. But at the end, if they are listed as Raw stars, once they lose that first set of belts, they're on Raw. They are far away from the Usos. They are far away from Roman Reigns. And I could see down the line Seth Rollins versus Sami Zayn. A nice little, you know, feud that I think people would absolutely love to see. They never thought about it. You know, we might even be able to see the rekindling of Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins having a little thing going. So at the end of the day, I think both of them should end up on Raw.
Yeah, I agree with you. Nothing more needs to be said about that. I agree.
Okay. Now, as far as remaining factions, as far as SmackDown, you know, I have pointed this out for a couple of weeks now. People are starting to figure it out, too. Ever since WWE turned Legado del Fantasma into the LWO, they have never won a match. They are like 0-12 or 0-10 since the LWO was formed.
And turned them babyface, by the
way. Yeah, and turned them babyface. And I just, people don't like it, but I've been saying it for a couple of weeks now, and I think it's starting to catch on. I personally think the only reason why, you know, like WWE is even giving this much time to Legado right now is because they needed people to align with Rey Mysterio. It wasn't going to be New Day, obviously, with Kofi injured. It wasn't going to be the Street Profits. It wasn't going to be, you know, any other group out there. Santos Escobar, absolutely, his dream was to do stuff with Rey. So, you know, it only makes sense that Rey was with them. But I personally think once Rey moves on from this needing of a faction, you know, the LWO, I think, is just smoke and mirrors right now. I just feel that WWE, you know, Santos Escobar, I think, in the end, he is a future, you know, star in the roster. And I say in the wind department. I personally don't. I look at Cruz del Toro and Joaquin Wilde, and I know people are going to hate when I say this, and this is not the way I feel about it. My perception to WWE is similar as the Singh brothers, that they are extremely talented, but in the end they lose. And I personally do not see Cruz del Toro and Joaquin Wilde in the long haul in WWE. I think Santos will remain. I think Santos will remain on SmackDown. I think Legado will remain on SmackDown. Zelina Vega, I think she would have an easier time on SmackDown with the Liv Morgans and, you know, maybe some call-ups from NXT. So I'm going with Legado to stay on SmackDown.
Yeah, I mean, they're not bad, the other two. No, I mean, obviously, Santos is the star. They turned them, you know, Latino World Order, from what I understand, it's like top three selling shirt right now for WWE. So, yeah, you're right. It's catching a little bit of a wave now because there's a resurgence of popularity for Rey Mysterio, and Rey is looked at as the leader of that faction, but really it seems to be Santos. It was just a little, like, introduction way for Rey to get some of the old people back together. But, you know, Rey, I don't think, is going to be rocking the shirt all the time and stuff. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. But I think it's more of an outlet for Santos, but he needs more mic time, get more connected to main roster audience. I don't know how much they're going to invest in this Latino world order. You know, WWE, when they got a shirt or something going and it's hot, they'll ride it out for a little bit. And this only just started like a few weeks ago. So I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know. Like, maybe they will keep the whole group together. And continue to monitor the situation, DT, because, you know, it looks like Selena's going to have a title match against Rhea Ripley in Puerto Rico. And I get why and stuff. But, yeah, Selena is really outmatched, though. She's so tiny. And she's not a, let's be honest, she's a decent wrestler, but she's not the female Rey Mysterio Jr.
Yes.
You know, absolutely. So she's not that good. But, yeah, it is all about Santos Escobar in the end. But what they do from here, the way they go from here, if they keep this group together, or just to make an emphasis on getting him more solo matches. Right. They have no wins, though. They need to get some wins for fans to take them seriously, or all they're going to be is a new job squad.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to run some names out, and these are names that are probably, you know, not getting that much traction right now.
From the SmackDown roster.
Yeah. Right? We're just either going to say, you know, stay on SmackDown, drafted the Raw or NXT, or we don't care.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, I'll throw out some names to you. Xia Li.
God bless her. I love Xia Li. I actually think she's hot. She's a tough, badass girl. You know, came here from China, the first of her kind. It's not working. It's not working. And quite honestly, I don't want to say don't care, DT, but the future isn't bright. She spends more time on Instagram, look at me, beach pictures, and working out than anything to do with wrestling. Yeah. I mean, they did not bring her all the way from China to have her sit poolside and show us her dogs.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, again, I like her. I think she's cool, let alone hot. I can figure out something to do with her. I'm not saying sexually. But I don't know why they can't figure out what to do with this woman. It's, you know, on TV, off TV, in background shots, then not there at all. See her at the Hall of Fame, then you don't see her at all. I mean, I don't know what I mean. Is it they're keeping her because she's from where she's from and they made her move here and they feel bad? I don't know what they're doing. But again, I just, I don't know. You can switch her all around. I don't know any of the three brands she goes to, if anything's going to change. And character change to what? You know, she's already switched babyface, heel, babyface a couple of times, going on and on about her. But I think she's a real talent, but I don't want to say don't care, but I don't. How about I don't know?
Okay. I'm going to say NXT. Okay. Why not? If you're not going to put Shayna Baszler in NXT back, put Xia Li. Let her be the one.
Maybe it was her. Was it her that attacked? Maybe. Maybe.
Although that silhouette looked awfully big today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think Shayna is.
Sorry to say it, but in my opinion, Tegan Nox. I don't care.
Oh, I don't care. You have to remind me that she's still here. I'm surprised, not to be a dick, but surprised she didn't blow another knee out at this point.
Yep. Sonya Deville.
Mixed feelings. I think she's have some value. I like her tag team with Chelsea Green. Mm-hmm. So I would say as long as she stays with Chelsea Green and they make something as tag team, this Karen connection or whatever they're calling them, keep her around. I think, even though I think Chelsea could be a single star down the road, I think Sonya Deville kind of is, doesn't seem like she's been here a lot longer than she's been here, DT. Yeah. I feel like she's like the female Dolph Ziggler, but she hasn't been around that long, right? Yeah. She hasn't even clocked in 10 years, has she?
Not yet. Not yet, but right. She's been doing it for a little while. I mean, you go back to
she seems like a lifer, you know, a go-to person, like a female Ziggler. Yeah. So maybe they'll find a place for her. She's a good athlete. She's a good girl to call upon if someone doesn't make a flight or someone can't be there. And they always need girls like that. You know, she had the luxury of being on TV and not having to wrestle for 2 years as being the authority. So keep her around as a utility player.
I go Raw for her. Aaliyah.
Goner. Great looking girl. They don't know what to do with her. Had a cup of coffee in the big time. And another one who's riding equestrian horses, mostly in her on her roster time. She's in horseback competitions. Isn't she a WWE superstar?
Yeah,
she's riding horse. Go to her and she's riding horses all day long.
Yeah.
They pay you to do that? Good gig if you can get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, someone's going to take a look at the books, DT, and go, what are we paying this girl here for?
Yeah.
So I say... she will go to, what is she? She's a Raw.
She's SmackDown girl. Right now. We're still on
SmackDown. Go to Raw and then probably on a bus.
Yeah. I'm going to say she stay on SmackDown. She'll get like hidden, like wrestling, like Liv Morgan and stuff like that. And I don't know how far that would go, but all right, here's another one. Emma.
Oh God. Another one. I like her a lot. I liked her. I don't know what, again, I understand Triple H is trying to right wrongs, but She's another example of just directionless. Now, Madcap seems to be, she's egging on her boyfriend to do things that are bad for him. So is this a heel faction? Get them off of SmackDown. He's looked at as a jobber on SmackDown at this point.
Yeah.
Send them to Raw. If they are a package deal, send them to Raw.
I'm with you. And I'm with you with Moss going to Raw as well. Natalia. I keep her on SmackDown. Her being like the locker room leader, I think the younger women will remain on SmackDown. I say Natalia remains on SmackDown.
Another one I call reliable. You know, they need her. She's there. Yeah, I can't front on that. I can't make fun of that. You need employees like that. So, yeah, keep her on SmackDown. She's, you're right. She's almost like the den mom for some of these younger females.
Okay. Shotzi.
So another one just lost and makes, you know, every time there's a match, she makes mistakes. I don't know. I would send it back to NXT, to be honest with you, DT. Really? Okay. I would send it back to NXT or get her in a tag team or a faction where you can hide her inadequacies and accentuate her positive side, which is her looks, her style. I think as a babyface, kids can get on board with her, find their, you know, kind of like a cartoon character, which is not a bad thing. You know, have girls want to emulate her and stuff, but she's got, I think her's lacking skills in the ring and she's a little directionless right now, but I would probably, I would say, you can't send everybody back to NXT, but I think that she needs to go back to NXT, in my opinion.
I would rather see her on SmackDown, and I'd rather see her team with Liv Morgan instead of Raquel Rodriguez. I think Liv Morgan and Shotzi would be a fun tag team, you know, just for an extended period of time. Shanky.
I didn't know he was still here.
He's still here. He's still dancing.
Shanky. Is he still Shanky? Oh, God.
I would put him back in NXT.
Yeah, probably put him back in NXT. Make him put another giant in that faction with the two other big, large Indian gentlemen.
Well, you know what? Obviously, Shinsuke and Karrion Kross are going to have a little feud that has not started yet. So I personally think Karrion Kross, Scarlett, and Shinsuke will end up on the same brand together, especially with their feud. So I guess let's knock all three of them out at the same time. Kross, Scarlett, Shinsuke.
All three stay on SmackDown. I don't see them going anywhere else. They're going to stay on. Because people are complaining, like, they're going to start this feud. This is the problem. And this Kross is going to get screwed over because they're going to wind up sending one of them to Raw. No, I think they're all going to stay. People are forgetting that people can stay. Not everybody's getting moved.
Yeah.
And I think Kross and Scarlett stay on SmackDown. Triple H has more control. I think Triple H still has a very prideful and personal investment in Kross and Scarlett. You know, and I think he wants to see them succeed. And Nakamura, as you know, the story, which is true, him and Kross are buddies. They go to the same jiu-jitsu dojo. They work out together. Matt Riddle is part of that crew, too, by the way. Every week they train together. So I think that's maybe, who knows, they spoke about it at the dojo, and maybe Nakamura said, what about a feud between us? You know, we'll hear about how that came about eventually. But I think the two have worked very well together. I think it's a great feud because everyone's like, well, who wins? Doesn't somebody lose in this whole thing? Yeah. I don't know, and I'm not really concerned about that right now because I want to see a program that goes for a few matches that can help. Let's be honest, Shinsuke doesn't need elevation. Kross does.
Right. I will admit, though, Seth Rollins versus Shinsuke, Seth Rollins versus Kross would be very intriguing down the line.
It would be intriguing down the line. Someone was saying to me today, wouldn't that belt look great on your boy Kross? And I was like, yeah, I mean, listen, anything's possible. I mean, you know, I think that opens up the doors for people like Kross and Bronson Reed and some people, again, who were unceremoniously let go and then brought back. And looks like Bronson Reed is getting some traction now. We'll talk about him in a little bit. And maybe the same can happen for Kross. We said it a couple weeks ago on the show. There's some of these guys who are one step away from getting to that next bridge that they need to cross. One creative idea, one opponent away from getting that being over. And I think it looks like it's starting to happen for Bronson Reed, and hopefully it happens for our friend Kross. He deserves it.
Okay. Charlotte Flair. I think she should go to Raw.
I think she should go to Raw. I'd like to see her on TV more consistently and stop with these stop-start vacations and then disappears when she suffers a major loss. I want to see her on TV consistently, and that would be Raw.
Yeah. Drew McIntyre. He's one that I want to see on Raw also. I think a little fresh, especially with the World Heavyweight Championship, I think Drew McIntyre would be suspension of disbelief for a lot of people. Someone, and I think it'd be pretty intriguing to see Drew feud with Seth Rollins down the line.
I love it. And that's also, if they really want to you know, give Drew another a rub with a title, that would be the one to give it to him with. Him and Seth can feud over it. Listen, no one's got to dominate that title. You know, Reigns is going for a record. I get it. Listen, there's a lot of investment behind Reigns, whether you like it or not. The 1,000 days is a given. Who knows? Maybe next he's going to surpass Bob Backlund in a year. I don't know. But what I do know is if they want to play bounce around with the title, they now have one to do it with the other brand.
Okay. Lacey Evans.
Oh, God, another one. They've tried so much with her. And I like another good-looking woman, and she's got a good background. She's got a good story. Lack of connection to the fans. I mean, I see people take up for her and say, I'm a Lacey Evans fan. I joked one time, you know, you're never going to see anybody wearing a Lacey Evans shirt. Then someone showed me that they brought two of them. I'm being, you know, joking around. I know that she has fans, but she doesn't have enough fans. And I think, and everyone's like, Kev, you think she bites herself in the, you know, in the foot or whatever, or she trips herself up by saying stupid things sometimes online, and then people get turned off to her, and then they become disinvested in her. No, I don't think it's that. I think if she was really over anyway, she could say anything, as long as it's not a racial thing or something, and she would still have her fans. You know, people look how people go to the mat for Sasha Banks all the time, and she says stupid things. But no, I think Lacey just has a connecting problem to the fans. And people are confused, DT. Heel, face, face, heel. She's a heel again. What is she now? She's a tweener. She's a gray area. She's a heel again. You can't keep doing that. We all got a kick out of it with Big Show, but Big Show was a legit star. Lacey Evans isn't. You can't confuse people to what she is. Every week, she's a heel again. She's babyface now. I mean, even with me, it's become, I think she's had 7 switches since she's been brought up to the main roster. You can't keep doing that.
I say move it to Raw, that extra hour. She could be, you know, just used whenever, when necessary. So, LA Knight. I personally think Raw is the perfect fit.
Raw, yeah.
I could see the finals in Saudi Arabia coming down to him being one of the 3 or 4 people still in the ring if they do like a four-way. I could just picture, I know Friday night SmackDown could be spelled that way, but it is an awful long amount of letters to put on a shirt. I could see the Monday Night Raw logo with just Knight spelled in like his last name. I think LA Knight is destined for Raw, and I could see LA Knight down the line feuding with Seth and being one of the cornerstones of Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, absolutely, DT. I agree with you. Another guy who can vie for that title. You know, there's just so many between Drew, LA Knight, and Seth. You know, I think LA Knight has lost a bunch of matchups. That doesn't mean he can't be still be the world champion, especially with that new big belt. Definitely put him on Raw. Raw needs, I was just saying before, they need a boost of babyface. And Seth Rollins is not going to be enough. LA Knight could be a good second. Now, listen, he's technically a heel right now, but I think eventually, DT, the fans are going to turn him babyface.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, plus he's so great on the mic. I think he would stick out more on Raw compared to SmackDown.
Agreed.
So, all right. Rhea Ripley, you know, she is the SmackDown Women's Champion, and I believe she will remain as technically a SmackDown star. I don't even think there is a question. So some people still look at her as a Raw wrestler, but she's the SmackDown Women's Champion. I think Rhea Ripley on SmackDown keeps things interesting as far as how do they handle Judgment Day. I mean, obviously we haven't talked about Judgment Day yet because we haven't gotten to the Raw roster yet, but I think Rhea Ripley, 100% SmackDown star.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I didn't even have to elaborate further on that. 100%.
All right, that leaves us with a couple of names, the Usos and Solo Sikoa.
Keep them on SmackDown. They're still part of the Bloodline.
Yeah. Absolutely. Bloodline have to remain together. No teasing. Keep them away from Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn down the line, get through Backlash, get through SmackDown Friday, and then you start getting new storylines for all of those guys. So that just leaves 2 other people on SmackDown, and that is Bray Wyatt and Uncle Howdy.
I don't think Bray Wyatt's coming back. I think we've seen the last of him in the WWE. I don't believe, and I haven't heard anything. No one told me anything. It's just a fan, a super fan guesstimation. I think Bray Wyatt is done, and eventually, you know, there'll be an announcement that he's gone to find them. So there's some way to not make it so horrible where it's not the WWE's fault. It's not. There's just. you know, they just decided to part ways. I just see that coming, DT. I don't think he can come back. I don't think people care anymore.
If he comes back, I say put him on Raw, especially for that third hour. He could, you know, if they want to keep his character a little bit more complicated, I think Raw has the extra hour. They could be a little bit extra creative. I think on a two-hour SmackDown, it's like, okay, he goes to the ring, vignette, you know, quick promo, done. It's like there's not enough time on a two-hour show for him to be doing a five-minute walk down to the ring. This is not Undertaker that's coming
out there. No, and it fizzled out so quickly, and people started to get bored with it, really. His, you know, if when we do, like, year-end or awards or whatever, I mean, biggest letdown. I mean, really, when you think about this in the last year, what happened here? You know, people ask about what happened to other wrestlers, and But Bray Wyatt is supposed to be a top guy, and it's just this gimmick has just completely fizzled out. And I don't think people care much anymore. You don't see Bray Wyatt signs in the crowd, and I don't think WWE is trying to suppress them. I just think people are not even thinking about them right now.
Yeah. All right, we move on to the Raw roster, and okay. I think this team splits up. I think this is almost like the Dudley's moment from many, many years ago. I think WWE is going to split up the Street Profits.
Yeah.
I think Montez Ford remains on Raw, and I think Angelo Dawkins goes to SmackDown. I think Montez obviously stays on the same roster as Bianca Belair, but I think WWE is going to split these guys up without a storyline attached to it, and I'm going with the Street Profits to split.
I agree with you. Agree, 100%. It's time to split them. They've accomplished everything you can accomplish. They fought every team. And both of them, and Angelo Dawkins has an upside, too. I don't want to hear about the Marty Jannetty argument or whatever. And if people know the history, Marty Jannetty was actually supposed to be a star. He did it to himself. Angelo Dawkins doesn't have the pitfalls of a Marty Jannetty. Yeah. So I don't think that's a fair thing to compare him to. Yeah. Jannetty failed because of his outside the ring bullshit. Right. Dawkins has been a model citizen, so I don't even see the comparison. So wrestling fans have to get off that stupidity. I think they both have an upside. But you're right, Montez will stay where Bianca's at, especially if Bianca's the champion. And Dawkins can go be a solo star in one of the other brands. You know, they'll give him the opportunity. I think they'll give Angelo Dawkins the opportunity. I don't think he's going to be, Tucky, Otis's partner.
Oh, yeah,
I think Dawkins is better than all these secondary guys that fans want to compare him to. And I don't know why, because Dawkins has worked hard and Dawkins is a good guy. I'm surprised that fans, like, mock him in that way. And I think he's going to come back and make a lot of people eat their words. Listen, Montez is going to be a star. But wouldn't it be great to see two guys from a team become stars?
I'm going to segue to another guy, and this is kind of tied in why I think Dawkins goes to SmackDown. Will Dawkins anytime soon maybe get a Universal Championship shot against Roman Reigns? No. But since we said earlier that Gunther would be going to Raw, I could see Austin Theory taking that United States Championship to SmackDown since Gunther's taking the IC title to Raw.
Right.
Especially with the lineages, the United States Championship, I think, would fit more with the Universal title. The Intercontinental Championship fits more with the World Heavyweight Championship if we go back to the WWE/WWF lineage. So I could see Austin Theory going to SmackDown, and I could see down the line Angelo Dawkins and Austin Theory having a pretty intense feud.
I like it. I think that's definitely a possibility. That's a good prediction.
Although I think down the line, 5 years from now, I think Montez Ford and Austin Theory is going to be one of those John Cena, Randy Orton feuds.
I think so. Yeah. I think, again, the sky's the limit literally for Montez Ford. He's got it all. He's got looks. He's got charisma. He's got a good attitude. He's a workhorse. He's got it all.
Yeah.
And he can appeal. Montez Ford can appeal to women, can appeal to children, and guys think he's cool. So there you go. You know, three fan tool player. That's what you got to be. That's the key to success. But again, let's not sleep on Dawkins. Down the road, listen, when they both become solo stars, they can meet and have a great match.
Yes. Here's another faction that I really thought they were going to split them up through the draft. Now I'm not so sure because they have planted too many seeds with Bayley and Io Sky. Io Sky is not happy with anything that Bayley says or does.
Oh, yeah, so, it looks like there's a turn coming.
Yeah, so I don't think we're going to see a split through the draft because we're going to see the turn instead. damage control. What happens to damage control? I personally think all three of them have to go to SmackDown. I'm tired of Bianca and Bayley possibly having matches. Once Bianca gets through Io Sky, I think you put Io Sky on SmackDown. She turns babyface. Io Sky, Rhea Ripley, money down the line. I say damage control as a trio go to SmackDown.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. 100%.
Okay. Gallows and Anderson.
Are they still here?
Yes. And I'm not even being they are still here. Well, you know, we could include AJ Styles in there as well because AJ Styles has been out with the broken ankle, but he is close to starting to hit the gym and rehabbing. He's already hitting the gym, but as far as, you know, working on putting weight, full-blown weight on the ankle, that's about to start. So they have kind of held back Gallows and Anderson because of AJ Styles' injury. All three of them, I personally think they should stay on Raw. I could see AJ Styles down the line. You know, you think about LA Knight could be something with him. Seth Rollins could be something with him. Gunther could be something with him. I could see Imperium going up against Gallows and Anderson.
I say
all three on Raw.
I agree 100%. Those are some good matchups. You're right. And that, again, you know, keeps Raw, you know, at least gets Raw even hotter than, I'm not going to say it's a hot show now, but it makes more intrigue about Raw, all that kind of stuff that you mentioned.
Rey Mysterio.
Oh, Rey, where does Rey go? I mean, he already left not too long ago from SmackDown to go to Raw.
Yeah.
Rey's, there's been a resurgence in love for Rey. Listen, he's always been over, but he's hot again. I don't know how long that'll last. I guess it depends on how long the Dominic feud lasts.
Yeah.
But I would keep Rey on Raw. I would keep him on Raw.
Yeah, now I want to clear this up because I know people out there are going to immediately start throwing this out there. There was a storyline where Rey, because he didn't want to feud with Dominic, that he got drafted to SmackDown. But ever since this feud and everything's been going on, Rey Mysterio has, you know, gradually trickled back to Raw, and that's because of the Judgment Day. But as far as the draft goes, I'm kind of with Kev about him staying on Raw, although I could see down the line Roman Reigns versus Rey Mysterio. For some reason, I could see Rey maybe having a little bit of a longer feud with Austin Theory that really never came off the ground. So I'm going to say put Rey Mysterio on SmackDown. Because remember, Legato will be on SmackDown also.
It's not bad. That's not bad. Yeah, it's not bad.
All right, let me ask you this then. Judgment Day. What would you do with the Judgment Day? Finn Balor, Damian Priest, Dominic Mysterio.
I'm seeing Damian Priest take over Judgment Day as the leader, and I think Balor will be kicked out sooner than later. I think Balor's going to go back to being a babyface. I just have that feeling. And the rise of Damian Priest, another guy who could vie for the championship down the road. I think Damian Priest is for real. I think because people are like, hey, what if he loses to Bad Bunny? In a street fight, you don't get pinned anyway. He could probably not make it back in the ring and be counted out. He's not. He can't lose in this. This is such a high. I'm already seeing it on some of the, you know, the 7:30 p.m. Entertainment news magazines, things talking about Bad Bunny wrestling Damian Priest. Priest is going to another level. He's 40 years old. It's time to pull the trigger on him. He looks good. I think Priest can vie for that title too. I would say Judgment Day stays put on Raw.
Okay.
And Damian Priest stays in the mix. Another one for that Seth Rollins title mix. And of course, if Rollins is a babyface champion, Priest will be a nice opponent.
I could see all three remaining on Raw. I think the Dominic Rey Mysterio feud has gone as far as it really could. They got to obviously divert into something else. It can't be Dominic and Rey, for the foreseeable future, because then you have to always have to incorporate Judgment Day in some way. I think, you know, Dominic, it would be an interesting storyline with him being on Raw and Mammy being on SmackDown. But I think for the time being, keep Dominic on Raw and let Dominic maybe start feuding with some other people. If you're going to split up anybody, the only person I could see going to SmackDown is Dominic. And if they insist on keeping Rey versus Dominic feuding further, then I could see Dominic going to SmackDown and Finn and Damian staying on Raw. And basically it's almost like the Horsemen. You're like, oh, you know, we got half a Judgment Day on SmackDown, half a Judgment Day representing on Raw. So I could see that. Angel Garza and Humberto Carrillo.
I didn't even know they're still here.
Yeah, they're still here. I see. You know what? I would put them back on SmackDown. I mean, back in NXT. I actually think NXT would be a better way to go for them. I think because there's going to be some call-ups from NXT. We're going to run through NXT very, very quickly.
Put them in the Latino World Order. I mean, there was six or seven guys in that faction in WCW at one point.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you could put them in there. It could be interchangeable. Again, another team that I just think is if something doesn't happen, though, unfortunately, I'd have to put them in the don't care category, and that's too bad because I thought Garza was going to be a big star a few years ago.
Alpha Academy. I don't think they split up.
No, it looks like, and they just did a Snickers commercial together. Did you see that?
Snickers
commercial. Funny. I'm going to change my mind about Otis turning on Chad, going with the male models. We'll talk about them in a second. I'm going to say Chad and Otis stay together for a little bit longer. Again, they just put out this Snickers campaign with them, and they're not going to split the team up now. And again, I don't want to see Chad Gable suffer. Listen, I don't think they should hurt the one or the other guy for the other. You know what I mean? I think Otis can remain like a fan favorite at heart, where the fans really have a love for him, and Chad can be kind of the little dick, kind of pain in the ass, but I think fans respect him because you've seen when he hits good moves, the crowd pops for him and everything. They love to hate him, but I think they secretly love him, you know? Yeah. So, and maybe add another member. I'm still thinking that if Braun gets brought up, he could be a member of the Alpha Academy.
Okay.
So keep them where they're
at. Keep them on Raw. What about the Maximum Male Models and Maxine Dupri?
They were already on SmackDown, but maybe just keep them on Raw. I mean, where else are they going to go? NXT?
Yep.
Yeah, I would say Raw.
Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin.
They're going to get released. I don't see them being on anything. I got to say, honestly, they're great athletes, but I don't care.
I think they stay on Raw, and I think, you know, that hint of the Hurt Business still reforming will linger for a little bit of an extended future. Yeah. We're going to run down some other names that pretty much are in limbo right now. We're just going to pretty much keep it simple. Raw, SmackDown, NXT, we don't care. Piper Niven.
I don't care. I don't think she connects with the crowd. I think, you know, they tried with her, and I don't think anything's gonna be with her. I got to put her in the I don't care category. Yeah,
I either put her on Raw or I don't care. Nikki Cross.
Don't care. Like her. Cute. Thought she had something, but the crowd, they've tried. That's the thing about some of these people. See, there's certain people that I don't think they've tried hard enough, but Nikki has had several times. She even had the title not that long ago. Don't care, DT, to be honest with you.
I say SmackDown. Meechan. Mia Yim.
Don't care.
Yeah.
You know, she hasn't done anything. Another attractive woman. You know, she's got something to offer, but I think the crowd is just completely indifferent to her. And I don't know. Again, I think Triple H's heart was in a better place than his business head with some of these people.
Yeah. I say SmackDown or don't care. Candice LeRae.
I like Candice LeRae. I think she's cute. I'm not a fan of her husband. I mean, Johnny Gargano is a good wrestler and stuff, but he blocked me on every format, Facebook to Instagram to fucking Twitter, because I said he looked like Ben Stiller. Someone tweet ratted me out, DT, and Gargano blocked me everywhere. Because this was a couple, 2 years ago.
Well, I guess you should include Gargano in there as well.
Yeah, I like Candice LeRae. I mean, she didn't block me, but I don't know. Again, I think she could connect with the fans. She connected with the NXT fans.
Yeah.
I think the fans got to get to see a little bit more from her instead of getting jumped and on the receiving end of a beatdown all the time.
Yeah, I say Raw for both of them.
Yeah, keep them on Raw, and their husband and wife in real life, obviously. Keep them on Raw.
I see this person. Wow. I almost feel like you put her on SmackDown, she might stand out a little bit too much because of her abilities, Asuka. But if you're going to put Damage Control on SmackDown, then I would put Asuka also on SmackDown.
Yeah, I'd put Asuka on SmackDown. I agree. Asuka to SmackDown.
Another person I think should go to SmackDown is Alexa Bliss.
I agree, unless Alexa, you know, rumors are she's just about done with wrestling. I don't know. She wants to be a singer now. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't believe anything Dave Meltzer says anymore. But, change the scene. Another one who needs to change the scene. And she needs to be reinvigorated within her own self. She doesn't want to be here, doesn't want to be a wrestler anymore. Don't be a wrestler anymore. She was someone who years ago, DT, even before COVID, was hot as fuck as far as winning titles and a top girl. And she just seems, since she got married to this pop guy, and just seems like she doesn't want to be here. She just has no, she's not, there's no oomph. There's no anything. She's in a match. Alexa Bliss used to cut great promos and be a little troublemaker. And she's just, it's indifference, total indifference, DT, which, you know, for a wrestler or a fan is the worst thing you could be.
Yeah. I mean, she found, she filled a big void in her life by getting married, meeting someone. So she might be content just living life as she is right now. Yeah. Bianca Belair, I think we agree, will remain on Raw.
Becky Lynch. I like her as a champion. Yeah. Becky Lynch.
Yeah, good.
Becky, Becky Lynch?
Yeah, I think she stays on Raw with Seth.
Yeah, yeah, she stays on Raw. Again, the married, they don't want to split up the married people. They'll probably make a beef about it, the married couple, if they do get split up. They don't want that.
Brock Lesnar. I think he's got to stay on Raw.
He's got to stay on Raw unless Cody gets drafted to SmackDown and they take the feud over there. If it's not a one and done and it goes on for a few pay-per-views, then Brock can go over there.
Bobby Lashley, I say definitely keep him on Raw. I think he'll have a better chance in a title hunt being on Raw than on SmackDown.
Yeah, the other one who's DT, there's so many. That's the funny thing. It was like, it's a title for Cody. I'm like, it's a title for about 10 different guys there. Right. And Lashley falls into that category too. Now, from what I see, Lashley appears to be a babyface again. Is that not true?
Yes.
He had a cup of coffee as a heel for a couple of months, didn't he?
They tested it. Didn't work.
It didn't work. People like Lashley. They want to like him. Again, if you build your big baby faces with Seth as the champion, Bobby could be right there, neck and neck in popularity with him as a baby face. They're not going to be above putting two faces together for the title, probably. So this new title can be exciting in so many different ways. That's why fans shitting on it all. They're just trying to do this or that. Like, they're just trying to make it interesting. I mean, isn't that what everybody wants? So keep Lashley on Raw. I agree.
Yeah. Akira Tozawa.
I don't care. I got
to
put don't care, but maybe just switch him to, just for the sake of switching him to scenery.
Yeah. R-Truth, when he comes back from injury, I say keep him on. You know what? I would put him on SmackDown.
Put him on SmackDown. Get him. He's been on Raw long enough. Put him on SmackDown.
Rick Boogs. I see him on SmackDown. I don't know. I just see him maybe going at it with Roman Reigns a little bit down the line. I see
maybe he can be an opponent for his. Put him on SmackDown. Maybe he can be an opponent to feed to Reigns in the interim of Reigns shooting with somebody bigger. Listen, Boogs has a lot to prove. He's, you know, not above like feeding him to Roman Reigns. He should be so lucky to be fed to Roman Reigns, because what else are they going to do with him? You know, he's the modern day Ted Arcidi, and I don't know if that's a compliment. That's what he reminds me of, modern day Ted Arcidi.
He does. I know how you say that. That's a good.
Yeah, that's mid 80s for any of you guys who wonder who that is. Ted Arcidi was in WWE. Matter of fact, Ted Arcidi joined the WWE when they started to make the big, giant rubber dolls. Remember, they had a Ted Arcidi one. Boogs. Yeah, and again, some fans seem to like him. I mean, I argue with people like this. Oh, he's got charisma. All right, great. Then, you know, put him on SmackDown. And again, maybe you can get a little program with Roman Reigns, and that'll only elevate him, even if he gets squashed.
Okay. Robert Roode, he is likely going to be out all of 2023, so we will not leave
him. Yeah, he's out for the whole year.
The Miz.
Wherever he goes, Miz will make himself known, and Miz will make the most of it and won't complain a goddamn bit. I think Miz is such a company guy that could say, "We're sending you to NXT." He'd be like, "Great." You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't think Miz ever says no and never is out and is always in it and does anything. And that's not a bad thing if you want to be in the good graces of the company. SmackDown, why not? But yeah, wouldn't be so bad to. Yeah, you know what? They need another voice or
something. Need a talking segment.
Talking segment. Yeah, put him on SmackDown. Yeah. Him and Maurice.
Ciampa and Randy Orton. That's kind of tough because they're on the injured reserve. And I mean, Randy Orton, you know, he's still technically a Raw roster wrestler. I think, you know, they would keep him on the same roster as Matt Riddle. We haven't discussed Matt Riddle yet either, but I'm kind of torn if I want Matt Riddle to break away from Roman Reigns and the Usos. I almost feel that there might still be a little bit unfinished business, even though Riddle has gone up against Solo Sikoa so much. So I'm kind of feeling like if we have to choose, I say Randy Orton to Raw. I say Riddle, oh boy, you know what? I kind of feel like Riddle to SmackDown simply because of the, you know, he's, I don't know, it just seems like he would fit into that show a little bit more. I don't know. I what do you think about Riddle? I kind of feel SmackDown.
Send him to SmackDown, and I also would like to see if he comes, if and when he comes back, Randy Orton on SmackDown. I would like to see maybe again some opponents, fresh opponents for Roman Reigns. I'd love to see a Randy Orton Roman Reigns match.
Tamina.
Or a Riddle match with Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I think Riddle versus Roman Reigns is something down the line.
Well, Tamina, as you know, is now dating CM Punk. She met him in the parking lot. They exchanged hugs. Something's going on there. Tamina, I don't think she'll be moves a wrestler. I think she'll wind up being an agent or a coach or something like that. She's getting to that point. She's almost 50 years old.
Yeah.
So Tamina, maybe change the scenery, but Tamina's change of scenery, I think, is a behind the scenes job at this point.
Yeah, I think she eats a couple of KODs in the future. I think she stays on Raw. Omos, yeah. An MVP. I think they stay on Raw. I don't know. I want to see Omos turn babyface. I just don't see him on a 2-hour SmackDown having a plethora of feuds. I kind of feel like Omos on Raw is probably a better fit for now.
I think he needs to turn babyface, too. If you're going to keep him on Raw, though, turn him babyface.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way. Mustafa Ali.
Another guy they keep trying with, and he's in the mix to a degree, but then gets squashed. He has some talking head points behind the scenes, talks a big game, and then gets beat. And this has happened consistently with him. My God, it seems like everybody beats him up. And I don't even know if that's the joke is on him or the joke's on us. Yeah. Jesus, what is he on now? He's on Raw at this current time?
Yeah, he's all Raw still.
Maybe send him to SmackDown. Another one, if they believe in his talent, they believe in he can still do something, and he's not going to be on a bus flip, then send him to SmackDown and another fresh opponent for Roman Reigns.
I agree. Bronson Reed.
He's surprising me. I didn't think he was going to get over. Now it seemed like he was getting over. He did that big splash yesterday and getting in the mix of a fight, and crowd reacted to him. People are starting to take a second look at him, that he's for real. They're doing the vignettes with him wearing the suit and everything. So he's not just some big, jovial, heavyset guy with an attitude. I'm starting to believe more in him now than I did. I thought he was going to be another Triple H heartfelt hiring, as I call it, instead of like business, best for business. Keep him on Raw because I think he's starting to get some momentum.
Yeah, I agree. Dexter Lumis.
He's another lost guy. Did you see him with the picture of him and Cross went to see the Evil Dead movie together the other night? Yeah. I'd love to see a faction with those guys. I saw that picture of Shotzi, Scarlet, and Lumis. They were hanging out as friends, and someone's like, am I crazy or should this be a faction? I'm like, no, it would be a great faction. Lumis, since he doesn't talk unless they do a thing where he starts talking and, wow, he can talk, that might be the only thing to save him, really. I think the crowd might want to like him, but it's hard to connect DT to someone who doesn't talk or doesn't have a manager to talk for him.
I agree.
You know, so what do you do with Dexter Lumis? He's a good hand, another guy. He was one of the first Triple H rehires, if you remember, DT.
Yeah.
From when Triple H started this whole process of rehiring, he was one of the first. He's in a high-profile program, amazing, and then he's with Gargano. Gargano gets hurt. It just seems to – he's just waits for someone to do something, and then they bring him in. You know what? Send him to SmackDown. Build him up as a big babyface, another good opponent for Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I agree. Put him on SmackDown. I think the comedy stuff has gotten very, very old on Raw.
Yeah.
Dana Brooke, I put her on SmackDown, too.
SmackDown or I don't care.
Yeah. Chelsea Green.
I love Chelsea Green. I think she's far better than, this was a girl who was one of the hottest. I mean, DT, you remember that first All In? She was the star of that. And that women's match with Tessa Blanchard, they were talking about Chelsea Green. And, I can't believe that they find that a hard place for her in the WWE. The Sonya Deville tag team is cute. It's fun. They hate the complaining Karen women. But that's not going to last very long. But that can lead to bigger things. And if Cardona comes in, there's always a rumor that he's coming in. I don't know if that's true or not. If that's the case, they are husband and wife. Keep them on Raw. But I wouldn't mind seeing Chelsea Green go to SmackDown either. I mean, unless they're going to give her a program DT with Bianca Belair, but I don't see her on that build-up yet.
Yeah, I don't see that either.
Yeah.
Carmella, I think she ultimately forms the team again with Chelsea Green. She had, obviously, the abrupt injury, so she'll be back soon.
Yeah, she has health problems. Yeah, you know, Carmella's back to her old Staten Island gimmick. That other thing did not work out, obviously, that Bella gimmick that she was trying, well, Kardashian gimmick she was trying to do. Yeah, and Corey Graves is her husband, so maybe keep them together.
Yeah, I kind of think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dolph Ziggler.
If they keep him, I mean, he's another one. I'm surprised he's not straight up trainer in NXT at this point. Yeah. Or Shawn Michaels, right hand man in NXT. I mean, Dolph is meant to be a trainer. I think there's going to be a transition for Natty, Dolph, and Tamina to work backstage at this point and be out of ring competition. I think
Ziggler to SmackDown. Maybe if SmackDown gets a little bit younger as far as the roster goes, maybe Ziggler could help guide some of the younger guys. Yes, he already had a little program with Austin Theory, but a lot of wrestlers have had programs with other wrestlers around.
Of course,
you know, you're going to have repeats. It's very, very few innovative, you know, first time matches these days. So you got to kind of revisit some things. Edge, I don't know, because he's obviously a part-timer. I kind of feel you just leave Raw and leave it the way it is. Yeah. Although, you know, I could see Edge, you know, going to SmackDown just to get away from Judgment Day.
Right.
But I don't see them revisiting Edge versus Roman Reigns again anytime soon. So really, you put Edge on SmackDown, it feels like he would be lost in the shuffle unless he feuds with Austin Theory. I think Edge to SmackDown might be something interesting. Put that veteran on SmackDown, that name value, I think that might actually lead to something. So
I agree.
And Gable Steveson, you know, he's obviously hasn't debuted on the main roster yet, so I think he'll just stay with Raw.
Mm-hmm.
So Great. It looks like we're not going to really have time to do a mock draft, but obviously we have NXT.
Yep.
Now, you know, of the wrestlers that are in NXT, I know you have the list in front of you, but we narrowed it down. We're not going to get into every single person. We're just going to get into the ones that we think will or have the best chance to go into the main roster. And who we narrowed it down to is Briggs and Jensen, Alba Fyre and Isla Dawn, which probably aren't because they're tag champs. I think anybody with gold right now is not going anywhere. The Creed Brothers, Idris Enofe, Malik Blade, Chase University, Pretty Deadly, Indus Sheer, Apollo Crews, Axiom, Blair Davenport, Bron Breakker, Cameron Grimes, Cora Jade, Dabba Kato, Dijak, Dragon Lee, Fallon Henley, and Kiana James, which they have now split up, so that's probably going to happen. And Gigi Dolan, JC Jane, Grayson Waller, Ikemen Hiro, Ilya Dragunov, Ivy Nile, JD McDonough, Joe Gacy, Lash Legend, Lyra Valkyria, Maiko Satomura, Mr. Stone, Nathan Frazier, Noam Dar, Odyssey Jones, Roxanne Perez, Scripps, Saul Ruka, Tatum Paxley, Tiffany Stratton, which obviously she's not going anywhere. Tony D'Angelo and Stacks, I don't think are going anywhere. Tyler Bate, Von Wagner, Wendy Chu, Wes Lee, and Zoe Stark. Wes Lee is currently the North American champion, so he's probably not going anywhere either. Of the list that I gave you earlier, the ones I just read, who are the ones that stand out to you, you think are going to the main roster?
Let's see. If I look at the tag teams and factions, Briggs and Jensen are a good tag team. They remind me a little bit of the APA meets the Smoking Guns. I don't know if they're ready yet, but I think they might be elevated to the main roster soon. Fyre and Dawn, no, they're going to stay. They got gold. Caden Carter and Katana Chance are ready. They've been in the minor leagues for years now. They're not only a tag team, they live together. They're roommates. They're like sisters. They might as well be sisters, DT. Yeah. They might as well be the Bellas. They are ready. Bring them up. Will they be, you know, they're kind of small. Yes. You know, they're in the category of, what's the name? We were just talking about it before with the LWO.
Legado Fantasma.
Yeah. They're a little, but I think they can be brought up. The Creed brothers, I think, would be great for the Alpha Academy. Endress Andolfi and Malik Blade. I know Malik Blade is the nephew of Chalk and Thunder, Daryl Dawkins. I don't know if a lot of people know that. That's his uncle, his mother's brother. He looks like Dawkins if you look at his face. No, they're not ready. The Chase U, that's what you said before. I think Andre Chase can bring this. My only concern is Tia Hale is so young.
Yes.
She's only 19, 20 years old. I don't want another Kelly situation with her. Duke Hudson is turned it on, man. He's cutting good promos.
I can see him on SmackDown.
I can see him on SmackDown. Listen, the Chase U, people are saying it's a novice act for a small NXT or a high school gym. I could see the audience getting into doing the Chase U chant. I could, DT, you can see it. I
could see them more over than Hit Row.
Yeah, I could see it. I think if Andre Chase, if they put him on the road, get him on some house shows, get people acclimated to the chair and the chanting and the cheering, they won't have to force it or pipe in stuff. They can get the crowd to say it back to them. I think they can do it. So I'm gonna have faith in Chase U. Pretty Deadly, not ready. I don't think they would connect to a main roster audience. In the sheer monsters, if this was the 1980s, they'd be the Indian Powers of Pain. Wouldn't you agree, DT?
I think in this year, there's just nobody to really feud with them in NXT. I think in this year has to get called back up, give him another shot. And I think Pretty Deadly, they just remind me of like, I don't know.
Beverly
it's
Brothers.
Like New Day meets Brazango meets something.
Little Beverly Brothers.
Yeah, Beverly Brothers. I don't know. There's something about Pretty Deadly. I think they're ready, man. I think they're, put it like that, I think they're as ready as they'll ever be.
I wonder if the audience is ready. Maybe that's more my thing.
Yeah, when you look at it like that.
The Gallus, no, nobody knows who they are yet. That would be another disaster, like Eric Young's crew. But what was Eric Young's sanity? That would be another sanity. No one's going to like them. No one's going to know who the fuck they are. Kamala Hayes and Trick Williams are a great future act for the main roster, but they're not moving them right now. So Chase U is really who I'm looking at here, and Caden Carter and Katana Chance. From the remaining roster, Apollo Crews, I mean, listen, he's doing what he has to do down there. He's kind of like the male, Mandy Rose. not as successful, though. Axiom, good talent, not ready. Blair Davenport, honestly, DT, didn't even know she was still there. Yeah. I haven't even seen her. Braun Breaker, future's big main roster star on a John Cena level, in my opinion. Braun Breaker is the future of the company. Cameron Grimes, I thought, was being brought up because I saw the new shaved down body hair Cameron Grimes with the new haircut and the sunglasses. Boy, they really
changed. They'll eventually get it right, Kev. They'll eventually get it right. They've been reporting for 9 months that Cameron Grimes is on the main roster.
I saw a picture of him. Now he's they've really changed this guy. I mean, I hope for the better. I mean, I guess Vince didn't like all the body hair.
Yeah. Well, Braun Breaker, they're rumoring to have a Braun versus Carmelo Hayes or even Braun versus Carmelo Hayes versus Grayson Waller at NXT Battleground. So there is a possibility that they may continue wrestling in NXT a little bit longer, even if they do get drafted to the main roster. Braun Breaker, I think we all agree, is ready. The only reason why I would think that they would possibly wait is because they just want him to continue seasoning the heel character, because he is killing it right now in NXT as a heel.
Yeah, he's totally killing it. The Cora Jade, she's not ready. Dabakato, not ready. Dijak, they're trying to reinvent him as the Terminator now, whatever they're doing. Dragon Lee, future star. Fallon Henley, Keanu James, need more seasoning. Gigi Dolan, I think they see her as the new Lita, babyface, that girl's going to emulate and copy her hair color and her style. Maybe that's the case. A lot of people think Gigi is lacking in ring skills. What do you think of her, DT, as a babyface?
She reminds me of Paige. That's like Paige? She fills the void of what Paige left as she got older and she left the roster. But there's just something about Gigi Dolan that I don't think many singles women, and I don't mean relationship status, I mean as far as wrestlers, I don't see them going to the main roster right now because they're going to get stuck. They're going to hit the Rhea Ripley wall and the Bianca Belair and the Bayley and the Io Sky and the Oscars. It's like, Gigi Dolan would just go on a tremendous losing streak unless she fights like Lacey Evans and Dana Brooke every other week. So I don't think Gigi Dolan or JC Jane should go to the main roster right now. Out of the individual, I don't even, you know, I mean, Roxanne Perez, you know, they feel that she is just this very young, you know, puppy, baby face, everybody falls in love with.
They really like her. Yeah, she's not right. She's like the girl, the cute little sister, girl next door, your friend's baby sister that you like. I don't know about that. She's so young, too. I mean, Tia Hale and her are babies. I mean, and I'm not saying that in a demeaning way. They're so fucking young. Grayson Waller, I think, is ready. Just keep him away from the Miz because people compare him to the Miz too much. He's ready. I wouldn't be surprised to see him on the main roster. Ike Manjiro's got the coat gimmick. I don't know if people are going to get that. Maybe he could be a new Asian Santino Marella type.
Funaki with a nice coat.
Funaki with a nice coat. Dragunov is ready, but I don't know. He's a little too vanilla. Indy Hartwell, obviously the champ. Ivy Nile, great little strong tough girl gimmick. Reminds me of like a more dieseled out Luna Vachon. Yeah. JD McDonough, they say he's ready too, but again, has no character. Joe Gacy, you know, could be the modern day Kevin Sullivan, but I don't know. His faction's not getting over. I think he's just there to basically, I would say, babysit Rock's daughter at this point and guide her through the. You know, the ups and downs of wrestling. Lash Legend, I don't think is anything. The Valkyria girl, I don't like it. Satomura is old. I just think she's an older woman. I don't see her. Robert Stone, maybe you can bring up. Robert Stone could be like a Harvey Whippleman, like a good-looking Harvey Whippleman, like up in the main roster, like a Guido Harvey Whippleman type. I would bring Robert Stone up and have him manage some people. Maybe even Dexter Lumis be a mouthpiece for somebody. You know, I'm just going down the list here. Nathan Frazier, not ready. Noam Dar, Odyssey Jones, I like. I think he could be something. But I'm looking at the list and seeing anybody could be Roxanne Perez, no. Scripps, nah. Sol Ruka is another one who I think is going to be a big star, DT.
Yeah, I think you take your time with her.
Take your time with her. She reminds me of the actress Daryl Hannah. Remember her, DT?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Tatum Paxley, great looking girl. Tiffany Stratton, that's the girl. But you saw the other day, DT, she doesn't think she's ready.
Right, and you got to commend that.
Yeah, you got to definitely give her props for that. I think she's got a lot of respect from people. Tony D and Channing Lorenzo, again, it could be a nice little act on one of the rosters, maybe get some laughs. Tyler Bate, another guy they say is ready, and there's rumors that he's already going to be doing house shows. Von Wagner, there's a guy. Yeah. Maybe bring him up and team him up with Loomis or Cross or somebody. He could be something, Von Wagner. I don't know if they're going to give up on him. And then the final, Wendy Chu. She could be a nice little comedy act on the main roster. Wesley, North American champion. Zoe Stark. I think Zoe Stark might be ready to go to the main roster.
I think Zoe Stark will end up on the main roster. I think she goes to Raw. Wendy Chu, I think, would be more of a comedy act on SmackDown. Von Wagner, I think, would be great, and I think I could see him going to Raw. On this list, I don't see Scripps, you know, the former, what's his face? I'm drawing blanks already.
The acrobatic guy.
Yeah, fucking, thank God.
Guys, what's his name? Was
it Reggie? I think it was Reggie. Yeah, I just don't see that really developing. I see Ilya Dragunov going to Raw. I could see that happening. My only problem is, as a singles guy, how does he connect with the fans unless he feuds with Gunther right away? And I don't see that happening unless they get rid of Giovanni Vinci and Ilya joins up with Imperium. That's my fantasy, you know, as far as Imperium. Get rid of Vinci, nothing personal. Put Ilya in his place. I think that would be a lot of fun. But other than that, you know, no one else really sticks out to me. I think Roxanne Perez... I personally think Roxanne Perez and Raquel Rodriguez would be an interesting tag team. I'd rather see Liv Morgan with Shotzi or Liv Morgan with Alexa Bliss if she still wanted it. And then you put Raquel and Roxanne as a team. A little Latino Spitfires there. But Mr. Stone, though, I don't know, man. Like, maybe is an annoying manager on SmackDown, but... I don't know. Is this something?
You can throw him around too, like Jimmy Hart. He can throw him over the top rope. He could be a fall guy. Remember, he was, what was he, one of the bros? He teamed up with that Jesse guy, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they were doing that Jersey Shore shit at the time.
Yeah, the Jersey Shore. Robbie E. Yeah, Rob. What was the name of the team, guys, that he was with Jesse? The Robbie. What was the name of the team? Bromance.
Yeah.
So Robert Stone's got something. They don't let him. I mean, listen, he split from Von Wagner. I think he would fire Von Wagner from what I saw.
Yeah, and I'm surprised at Robert Stone. I mean, look, I have nothing against him personally. I'm surprised that he has lasted this long in WWE.
I agree with you, especially as a manager. Yeah, I'm surprised. He's been there, I'd say, at least 4 years now, maybe 5 years.
Yeah, he's been there a while. And, you know, he must do some stuff behind the scenes. And I mean that complimentary.
There he is with Jesse. Yeah, no, he used to be a much bigger, dieseled out guy. I've seen him. He had a podcast for a little while, a few years back.
Yes.
He's got some good personality. But, yeah, I'm just saying for people who maybe need a little bit of boost or a mouthpiece. But Von Wagner, I mean, I don't know if that's a give up on Von Wagner sign or they got plans for him to be on his own.
Yeah, I think Von Wagner probably would come up on his own. I don't think they would do that whole storyline about them splitting up just to bring them on the main roster together.
Right.
But Dijak, as far as Indy Hartwell on NXT tonight, and yeah, apparently she's okay. There was a lot of concern about a leg injury, but even if she didn't, whether she was injured or not, she's not going to the main roster anytime soon.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
But, hey, with that said, I think we have kind of covered the entire draft.
And, yeah, we got through it.
It happens this Friday. It starts off with SmackDown, and it carries over to Raw. And, you know, this is something that I wrote on the synopsis for this episode. This is definitely one of those episodes that even 6 months from now, 9 months from now, if anyone out there is checking this out like later on, you know, much later than when we originally recorded it, this will be a fun episode to play back 6, 9 months, a year from now.
Oh, yeah.
To see not necessarily just how much we got right, but how much WWE got right by drafting people, splitting up maybe teams or factions, and what WWE tremendously not only got wrong, but missed the boat on.
Yep.
Because, you know, over the years, WWE has totally, totally missed the boat with these drafts in a lot of ways. So it'll be fun to revisit this maybe like 6 to 9 months from now and see where everybody is at and, you know, see how well this has gone with WWE. But I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a fun draft.
Me too. I think it's going to be fun. Yeah, it is going to be interesting. Listen, I'm going to play this back in about 2 weeks, this episode, and see what we got right and what we got wrong.
Yeah, maybe we'll do another episode and we'll look back on it and we'll just evaluate everything and we'll just give our overall thoughts of it.
This will be the draft lasts. The draft lasts how long exactly for 2 weeks?
Two shows. SmackDown on Friday. It starts it off, and then Monday's Raw right afterwards, that will wrap it up, and they'll probably do a little bit of supplemental, or they may even tease trades. In fact, I would not be surprised that some stars from NXT get called up, and it's not shown on TV, but maybe listed as a supplemental draft afterwards. But Friday's SmackDown, which would be the 28th, of April, and then it'll finish on the May 1st edition of Raw. So by May 2nd, which is 1 week from today, we should know what these rosters are going to look like. Another thing that we have to think about is, when does this go into effect? Does it go into effect as of the following Raw? Does it go into effect after Backlash? Does it go into effect after Night of Champions? So that is something that WWE obviously will have to address. Me personally, I think it'll kick in maybe next Friday SmackDown. But matches that have already been previously announced for Backlash, I think those will remain. So we may see two people split, you know, to two different brands, but because the match is already announced for Backlash, it must stay. For example, Brock Lesnar versus Cody Rhodes.
Right. I agree.
Yeah,
well, it's gonna be fun. Like I said, we'll see what we got right and see what we got wrong, and we'll go from there.
Pleasure as always, Kev. Thanks, to you soon. Man. Thank you for coming on. Fun as always.
You got it, man. Thanks, man. Thanks, everybody.
Peace. You well. Take care. All right, I want to thank Kev for joining me for this episode. Right now, it's 11:41 p.m. on Tuesday, the 25th of April. Kev and I, we were not sure up until late this weekend if we were going to be able to do this. Kev works on Tuesday nights, and he actually had some meetings that he had to, you know, do Zoom calls and stuff at 11:30. So we were targeting an 11:30 finish. So that's why if it feels like we rushed towards the end, it's because of time constraints. But, you know, overall, I think we've covered it very well. Honestly, if you go back and you hear what we said about Raw or SmackDown, I think we made sense out of a hell of a lot of people. I think the problem that we're going to look back on, and this is just a quick prediction, I think we're going to look back on this, and I think I had some great ideas. I think Kev had some great ideas. I think a lot of you out there had some great ideas. The problem is, many times over, WWE does not think like we all do. So we might see the ideal place for someone, and WWE does a 180 and does the complete opposite. So I think when we look back on this, it's going to be really interesting. It's going to, you know, be something, and I truly mean this. I think 6 to 9 months down the line, we revisit this episode and we look at the current rosters and we see, like, who ended up going where it has worked, where it has failed. You know, did anybody get demoted? You know, the funny thing is, wow, I just realized something. And if I did not bring this up, I guarantee you I would have been showered with this online. There is one person that we forgot to address tonight. And I purposely put it aside as a joke. And it kind of fits his character. It kind of fits his current storyline. And I swear on Jesus Christ, or whoever God you all praise to, we did not do this intentionally. But Baron Corbin, we never addressed Baron Corbin. And both of us feel that he should be demoted to NXT. If you look at his character, they already did the rock bottom stuff. They already did where he lost all of his money. They already did when he failed. And at that time, we thought he was going to turn babyface and it would have been an interesting way to go. And they did the opposite. They did the complete opposite. So Baron Corbin, it's kind of funny. I swear on God, Kevin and I did not intentionally leave him out. But we were kind of joking that, hey, you know, if anybody's going to be demoted to NXT, it probably should be Corbin. Because where do you, it's just look at the character and you just say to yourself, where do you go from here with Corbin? I honestly don't know. I mean, you almost feel like he's got to go to SmackDown. You almost feel that, you know, do they dare revisit Roman Reigns versus Baron Corbin? I wouldn't want to see that. To me, that is like the begin. Put it this way, if you remember the dog food stuff that they did, that's like some of the worst of the worst, the best of the worst of Roman Reigns. You know what I mean? So you look at Baron Corbin, and I'm dead serious when I say this. When you look at this entire draft, no joke, you look at Raw, SmackDown, NXT, I think the name that I'm kind of confused about the most is Baron Corbin. Because how do you revitalize this guy's career? Like, how do you come back from where he's at right now? They have done everything. And Corbin, you know, yes, he is born to be a heel and he loves being a heel, and his real life kind of reflects the asshole that he is as far as the character goes. But you got to admit something. There is something about Baron Corbin that WWE likes, and maybe likes too much, because you look at all of these releases that have gone on the last bunch of years, and I've brought this up before. I don't ever wish anybody to lose their employment. Even some of my biggest haters, I don't wish, you know, at the end of the day, really bad on them. But you look back with kind of amazement, like, how did Baron Corbin survive all of these releases? I mean, let's not deny it. He's not bad in the ring. But the character himself is so indie-rific. It's so like what you would see on an indie show. Like, is that WWE superstar territory? Just don't feel it. How do you revitalize that? How do you build on it? How do you repair it? How do you improve on it? So it is kind of funny as we finish this that I just looked down on the paper and there was one name that I noticed that we did not bring up, and that is Baron Corbin. So personally, if it was up to me, I would move Baron Corbin to NXT. I think that storyline would work. I think if he shows up in NXT, there'd be a little bit of sympathy. I could see maybe he starts off thinking that he is royalty and his shit don't stink and NXT is way beneath him, but he gets maybe a couple of wake-up calls, maybe a couple of losses, and maybe you can repair that character. I actually think NXT might be the best solution for Baron Corbin. But anyway, I'm going to jet out of here. I want to thank everybody who joined us on Patreon Live and interacted with us and others as we went through this little draft preview and predictions. Yes, we didn't end up doing a mock draft, but you know what? When we look back in a couple of weeks at this draft, I think, and I'm not trying to cover up, but I truly believe this. I think it might be better that we didn't do a mock draft tonight. I think in a couple of weeks, we could look back at the actual draft, see what everything looks like, and then we could give our honest thoughts as far as what went down, and then we could do our own mock draft, and then we could compare our rosters with the current WWE rosters, and then you all could vote. Whose roster do you think is the strongest? Don Tony's roster, Kevin Castle's roster, or WWE's roster, Raw or SmackDown? So I think we will definitely revisit that in a couple of weeks, maybe 2 weeks from now. I'll talk to Kev, see what his schedule is like. Maybe we will do that. We'll do a little recap of the draft, and we'll do our own little mock draft, and then we'll compare it to WWE's. Obviously, Kev and I would more than likely choose Roman Reigns first. The question is, who do you choose second? Cody Rhodes, Brock Lesnar? You know, kind of like 1, 2, and 3 is going to be like, or 4. The top 4 would probably be Seth, Roman, Brock, Cody, in no particular order. So where you go from there is the question. So we'll see. Maybe we'll revisit that in 2 weeks. But definitely let us know. You know, what do you think about our discussion tonight as far as who should go where and why? Because as you realize, with this World Heavyweight Championship being announced and having a new World Heavyweight Champion, which should happen on Raw, you know, that changes the game. For some wrestlers, Seth Rollins probably the most. You know, originally I had Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch both going to SmackDown. I did. Now I did a 180. I'm like, nope, they're going to remain on Raw. I kind of feel like they have to. So we'll see what happens. But everyone, it's been real. I hope you enjoyed it. Definitely send your feedback. If you know anyone else out there that would enjoy the fact that Kev and I are back doing some content, let them know about it. And keep spreading the word of everything we do. That's the reason why we keep doing this. So much love, everyone. Be well. As I do for my live Patreon family every Tuesday night, I type a little thank you. And for everybody else who's enjoying this as well, I hope you enjoyed this. Fun, as always. You know, it's like riding a bike. You know, you do this with Kev, you know, for as many years as we have. We could just choose a topic, have a 90-minute fun conversation about it. So we'll see what happens with the draft. And we will definitely pick up this conversation where we let off. So be well, everyone. Take care. Have a good night. All the best.
Yes. That was cool. Yeah.